you're talking about with hotels. I mean, it doesn't, not with residents. I mean, every time we go through the cost approach, it's not approaching market.
Yeah, in producing properties.
Yeah. And so the rub is there's a mandate by the Constitution for the assessor to do this, but at the same time, they don't have money to do it.
Well, but that's addressed in Shipman.
Yeah.
They go into that very point in detail. And what they say about it is that the purpose is to, quote, to provide some relief for the taxpayer who does successfully appeal an assessment by placing a check on an assessor that loses an assessment appeal for property for simply reassessing that property at a value that is essentially unrelated to be determined in the appeal. That's the case with everything I argued today.
And I think that that's accurate, Russ, if there's zero change. If there's no change.
And if you're arguing that there's a change, there has to, the burden of proof is on the assessor.
And
just like in court.
And as an independent board, if we look at the economic conditions that have changed in this county, is that not a change we can consider?
Are you talking some akin?
I'm just asking a question, Jim. We're taking up our lunch hour to do this.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know this is a volunteer thing. I'm very grateful for him, and I'm grateful for Susan's time. But what you're talking about are evidentiary standards that will never fly in court, and you know that. You know, this is all hearsay. This is, you know, the court can take judicial notice of some things, but certainly not of market conditions. You know, the court can say, well, it was raining yesterday, but the court can't say, you know, market values have gone up by 10, 20%. You know, that won't fly in court and won't fly at the SDC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the board itself knows that we've never done income and finance until I became assessor, and that was the year of COVID, and so
that. He's arguing an evidentiary thing, and I get it. And I go back to, well, if the value that is being accepted or set by the board is still not at market, I mean, value and the taxpayer is not arguing that. I don't know.
Well, and I would also ask the board to take into consideration the previous increase. It wasn't a small increase. I mean, it was a million something.
Yeah, it was. And I can't. I guess Russ, from my standpoint, if you're up here arguing that the value is set on this is above market value, then I think your proof argument is right on point. I can't make a decision unless I got proof. But when we're talking about you're talking about a statute and using the basis, and are we using that basis to start with? I think it's a little different.
The latter is my argument, Dave, that you're not connecting A with B. Not in none of these cases has there been a connection, which is what this case says, between the 2021 value and the current value. It hadn't happened. You say, oh, well, we happen to know this and that and the other.
Well, I think the connection to me is that those values were set because of the COVID.
With all due respect, Dave, the statute doesn't say that. It says shall. It doesn't say make an exception for COVID. It says shall be based.
We made that exception based on economic circumstances in the past. In other words, that decision, which was made, was based on COVID-related. And we knocked down, I can't remember what percentage we
said.
It doesn't matter what it was based on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You used that as a basis. And I would encourage all of the board members to read this entire decision and see how they parse the language. They say the legislature wants the courts to read black and white exactly what this says and not read anything into it. And all we've done today is read things into this statute that aren't there. And that's the exact wording of this. And I would really respectfully encourage everyone to read this.
Understand. Okay, as to BOE 318, do we have any kind of motion on this one?
I believe they're going to have to take these to the STC. I would motion to deny.
OK. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And we have an abstention. I'm going to let you take this. Obviously, you guys are going to take these decisions because I don't. The Shipman case is the only case that's come out, and there have been five STC decisions since then.
Yeah.
And so, and every one of those, in those cases where they cited things like change in market conditions, change in economic conditions, they upheld the assessor's assessment. As to whether they will in these cases, I don't know, Russ.
But, David, every one of those was fact-sensitive. They're all from St. Louis and St. Charles where they've got evidence to produce. That's the difference between St. Charles, St. Louis, and Taney County, with all due respect.
And that may be. That may be.
That's the difference.
Because they have, because you're saying they have a mandated disclosure of income information.
Well, not just that, but they're more sophisticated. You know, they've got these databases, like these Marshall and Swift databases that I was referring to, that have all these updated numbers to rely on. I mean, they have real trusted numbers, and you know, on a percentage base, they probably have.
When you say they, you're talking about the BOE or the assessor?
I'm talking about the assessor.
Okay, so the assessor has things available to them that this assessor doesn't have.
Yes, and some of that might be financing and money, and you know, but I mean, those are huge counties with
sure.
big populations.
Sure.
What's the difference in disclosure?
I would like to point out that we would love to use Marshall and Swift, and the very person who did not want that. Was the person who owns these five properties. They freak out. That's what the insurance industry uses. You might not realize because you weren't here. Honeycutt went out of business in 1989. That's why we have index increases. Marshall and Swift is current, but it is a lot higher.
My client has never discussed
okay, let's not correct those. Okay. Russ, thank you.
No, thanks. I just want to double check. Because I'm not going by your numbers. I've been going by my parcel numbers. Would you just repeat for me the three that were adjusted? Or the two? I guess it might be two that are adjusted.
Yeah.
By parcel number.
Okay, the one ending in 08.10000 was not adjusted. The one ending in 001-005.000 was not adjusted. The parcel number ending 005.000 was not adjusted. The one ending in 063014 was adjusted down to the 21 numbers.
Okay.
And the one parcel number 063.013 was adjusted down to the old number, it was adjusted down to
554292. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Sorry to wear you out.
Just so you know, the 2023-319 that they left at the old time, in 25, it will be whatever it is because we still have to have those all those floors in there.
Sure.
I mean, there's nothing I can do.
That's right.
Yeah, in other words, what may come. All right, guys, we're going to have to make these calls, but I think we ought to take a brief recess to grab something quick.
I agree. We can bring it back with us or whatever.
Brief recess.